time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? Hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinChevrolet.com.
Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that sound off line. Leave us a message. We real. Maybe we'll play yours the next day. Let's see what we got.
Mikey Miss, triggering today's show, apologizing to all the Nick Foles fans. So while you're at it, I want you to apologize to all the Tiger Woods fans who you continue to mock. The man is back. He's great again, and he will win another major. And his last few months have simply validated that little fact.
Yeah, I don't mock Tiger Woods fans. I mock Tiger. And no, he won't win another major. All right, so how long do we have to wait for this? This is a conclusion when he plays the tour until he's 49, 50 years old, still trying to win a major. Not going to happen.
Great show as usual, but I got a violation. I got to call on you, Michael. Now, I know Nick Foles isn't, Joe Montana. I know Nick Foles isn't Johnny Unitas. But you got to give the man his due. Not counting the Super Bowl and the championship game. I was there Thursday night. He didn't play great, but he played good enough to win. He didn't make too many mistakes.
3.44 yards per attempt. I rest my case.
If Nick Foles starts every game this year, we will go 13-3 and lose in the NFC Championship game. If Wentz starts next week, the best we could do is 8-8. 8-8. Nick Foles is the future. He's the MVP. He's our man. We need to keep Nick Foles. Trade Carson Wentz.
Bro, it's about time you scheduled a checkup. Yeah, that's about all I had to say there.
Mike, the Eagles need to go ahead and just sit Carson Wentz for the entire season and has nothing to do with his knee. Nick Foles has earned and deserved the chance to start the entire season, and if he gets any less than that, then it's an absolute disgrace by this organization. And I guarantee you, if they trot Carson Wentz out there this season, it's going to cause that locker room to completely turn on each other.
Hey, Mike,
you people are messed up. You've left me speechless. You really haven't. I would advise that maybe you get in touch with your family and have an intervention because there's something wrong.
See what happens, Mike, when you extend an olive branch to the Folesian society?
Well,
they come back and haunt you.
Yeah, but they're not even in the ballpark, so it's not even something I'm going to react to. It's your foolishness.
Mike, I don't know how you do it, brother. I really don't, man. I'm sitting here listening to this guy who sounds like he got hit the head once too many times with a 2x4, talking about Foles and how Brady came in for Fletcher. Are you kidding me, dude? Dude, wake up and smell the coffee, okay? When 11's ready, he goes in.
That's what I think.
DeSean Jackson, 146 yards, 2 touchdowns. If Chip Kelly hadn't gotten rid of him for basically a bag of balls, we wouldn't have needed Torrey Smith or Mike Wallace.
What was that again?
He was saying that with DeSean Jackson getting 140 yards, had Chip Kelly not gotten rid of him, you wouldn't have had to acquire Torrey Smith and Wallace and all those speed guys, because he's better than all those speed guys, and he is right. And whatever happened to those gang ties that were going to get him arrested? They never happened. I hate Chip Kelly.
That was a planted story, that's why.
Do you think it was a little reckless for the Packers to put Aaron Rodgers back out there? You know, I loved watching that game. It was great. Obviously, Michael and Collinsworth, they loved it. Everybody loved it. But he wasn't putting any pressure on that leg.
All right. Well, maybe he's not ready. I don't know. I think he's going to be ready by game 3, and they should play him.
No, he was talking about Aaron Rodgers. Was it reckless to put him back in the game against Chicago?
Oh. No, it wasn't reckless. If the guy wanted to play and the doctors examined him and said he wasn't going to harm the leg anymore, then no, it wasn't.
If I was a Detroit Lions fan, yes, I would have been embarrassed, but I would have stuck through the end of the third quarter and into the fourth. Football game. Only 16 of these. Anything can happen. We've seen it. If Jets had 21 points in 3 minutes, things like that can happen. Now, I mean, when it comes around to baseball and there's 100-something games, one bad game in football, that's a deal. You can deal with that.
All right. That's fair enough.
Mikey, can you see me? Mikey, you can see. It's like Tommy. You can see. Now, listen. Did this also include Kapler? Now you can see. Now that you can see, maybe you can see that this guy's a moron.
He is not a moron because he did put a team in contention that had no business being in contention. I can't get past the fact that the Phillies aren't talented enough to win a division. So how much can I blame the manager for that? There'll be due time to blame the manager when they get good and he fails with good. Then we'll blame him.
Some of the things attached to this Phillies team in the last month and a half are just totally ridiculous. And I just wonder, why didn't Gabe Kapler check his computer like he checks for his lineup and for his moves and his pitching changes? I'm sure it would have told him it was going to rain. He could have let the grounds people know.
He should have called him on Friday from New York before the game with the Mets. The analytics say that the rain was going to flood out the infield. But the fact that, listen, I know it's a catch-22. You can't keep the tarp on the field. You kill grass by smothering it if you keep the tarp on the field. But when it starts to rain and you get a forecast it's going to rain the rest of the night, you call some emergency people in and put a tarp on it.
Just wanted to take a second on 9/11 to thank our servicemen and women. Thank you guys very much for your service. All first responders, firefighters, police officers. You guys make it possible for us to enjoy football and the other great luxuries of American life. Thank you all very much.
Hear, hear. Well said. I think that's the end. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the
because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.